Well, greetings. Welcome to Relentless Pursuits Podcast. My name is Shawn Claybrooks, and I am the host. Today, I want to talk to you about the word truth. That's right, the word truth. You know, truth is not always pleasant, and it's not always easy to hear. In fact, sometimes we're tempted to just ignore it or reject it rather than accept what it reveals about us or the tough changes that it's demanding of us. You see, when truth comes, it comes to do the following two things. One, reveal to us about us, and two, require of us some type of change. John 8:32, it says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:32 in the Message reads, then you will experience for yourselves the truth, and the truth will free you. You see, when within yourself or within truth, there is power to liberate you and set you on a more successful course. Truth can change a disastrous situation into one of victory. However, in order to enjoy the benefits of truth, you have to accept truth instead of being offended by it. I know several years ago in my life, I had a doctor's appointment, and I was just struggling with some issues with my health and my body. And my doctor looked at me and he was like, you are obese. You are overweight. You are eating excessively, and it is causing damage to your health. Now, at that moment, I had a choice. I could have became offended by what he was saying to me, or I could have said, you know what? He's giving me truth. This is truth right here. Here's the blood work right here to show what I'm doing to the damage that's being caused to my body because of overeating and not taking care of myself and not exercising. But that particular day, you know, when you're tired of being tired, that is an opportunity for you to make some really serious changes. And if you ever ask God to help you change because you're just so tired of going through the same cycle and that same, you ever hear people say, I feel like I'm going around the barn or I'm going around this same cycle. It comes back in my life. Here I am again. I'm just tired of this. When you get tired and sick of being sick and tired, you are at your best to receive truth. But when truth comes to you, remember, it's not always pleasant. It's not always pleasant to hear. It doesn't always feel good to our flesh, right? But if you accept the truth that's being spoken to you, your life can literally change. You see, somebody can present truth to you, and if you don't receive it, you will not reap the benefits of the truth that they're trying to present to you. You see, within truth itself is power to liberate you and set you on a more successful course. Truth can change a disastrous situation into one of victory. And you know, we can see that in many areas of life. Just look at a marriage relationship. You know, a couple, they're going through a situation or they're having some issues in their marriage. You know, truth can come and bring restoration if truth is received and if people are not offended, right? What about in your finances? Maybe your credit needs to be repaired. So you need to hear some truth about you and your spending habits. Now, in order for you to get better, you have to take the truth that's presented to you and about your habits, and you have to be willing to make changes. And that truth will bring prosperity to your life. The condition of your body, your nutrition, your exercise, if someone brings to you some truth and they tell you, you know, hey, listen, you're eating too much. You need to exercise. You need to take better care of your physical temple. You need to honor God with your body instead of being offended. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Truth can sting sometimes, especially when you're in the stage where you need to come out of a thing. Maybe you're in the midst of something that needs to be changed in your life. When truth is presented at that time, it can have a stinging effect to your flesh. It's your flesh that becomes uncomfortable with truth. But how many know we have to live, we have to allow our spirits to rule our body and to rule our flesh and to rule our emotions? Because what happens when you become offended? You become emotional. Ain't nobody gonna talk to me like that. Ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do. Huh, they gonna accept me just the way I am. No, listen, it's time for you to humble yourself and accept the truth so that you can experience the transformation that God has been wanting you to experience for a long time. I think we all can relate to this one. You're on your job and you have a performance review on your job. If you sit there and get offended by what they're trying to tell you, and if you sit there and you close your ears and you close your heart from receiving truth, you are also closing your life from promotion. You see, promotion comes when you can hear correction. Right? When you can hear correction and you can receive correction and you can make the proper adjustments. There's a reason why things happen in life. Things don't just happen. And in order for you to get to the why, you have to be willing and courageous enough to receive truth. You know, Proverbs 26 verse 2 says, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. So again, there's a reason for the way things are in your life right now. There's a reason that your health is the way it is. There's a reason your marriage is where it is. There's a reason that your finances are the way that they are right now. There is a reason for all of it. And in order to get to the why, you need to say right now, I need to get to the why of things. I'm tired of being sick and tired. I need to get to the why. So that requires me to be willing and courageous enough to receive truth. And you know, in order to receive truth, you have to be willing to do James chapter 1, verse 19, y'all. It says in the Amplified, understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters, let everyone be quick to hear. When I looked that up, it said, be a careful, thoughtful listener. How many times when we listen to people, we listen on the defense? Because we're going to defend ourselves when they're presenting their truth to us. When they're presenting truth to us, human nature, it's almost like a part of human nature to try to defend yourself. But thank God we have a new nature. We have the nature of Christ. And we have to be careful. We have to be a careful and thoughtful listener, right? That verse also says, let everyone be quick to hear, but slow to speak. When I looked that up, it said a speaker of carefully chosen words, right? So you got to be slow to speak because you got to be careful what you're about to say out your mouth, right? And slow to anger. When I looked that up, it said patient, reflective, forgiving. So when someone comes to you and you know, they present truth to you. You got to be careful. You have to be a thoughtful listener. You have to be careful of the words that you choose to speak. And you have to be patient and reflective. Reflect about what the person is saying. Don't be quick to defend yourself. And you got to be willing to be forgiving, right? The question I have for you today is, can you handle the truth that God reveals, or do you become offended? Well, that's all for today. You know, I want you to join me another broadcast of Relentless Pursuits podcast, where I'll be talking about truth part two. And that lesson will be getting into offense. What is offense? What causes offense? Because I don't know about you, it's time for us to walk in the freedom that God has desired for us to walk in for many years. And in order to do that, we have to be people who embrace truth. God bless you. And until next time, have an awesome and outstanding day.